upwards of 219,000 will be coming to Donegal, and a lot of piers have been assessed for different safety works and also development works for marine facilities and marine leisure facilities. So this has been a proactive approach by Donegal County Council. They've made the applications, and I'm delighted that many of them have been approved, from Bordenport to Buncrana, and also up into North Finnishon and down into Meath. So these are important locations and important investments. They're small allocations, but they're also very, very important when it comes to ensuring that there's safety for people working out of these small fishery harbours, be it the commercial fishermen or marine leisure tourism.
You touched on the tourism there. Obviously, people more and more are taken to the water, so this is going to be a very welcome investment for tourists.
Certainly is, and as we continue to develop the Wild Atlantic Way, these small piers and harbours will become more of a focal point going into the future, and certainly with our island communities as well, being a very, very strong feature of the tourism links through the Wild Atlantic Way, that will continue to be a factor in terms of investment. As far as I'm concerned, 2.2 million nationally is not enough. I'm constantly impressing upon Minister Creed that we need to look at widening that allocation, because I know while the Department of Marine has responsibility for the six major harbours, there are other harbours, including Greencastle, which we're looking for a different mechanism as well to try and get funding, because there is a project there that is started and it's in the National Development Plan now, and we have to find a way to reboot that work that has started.